بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد باب الصبر قال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اصبروا وصابروا وقال تعالى ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين وقال تعالى إنما يوفى الصابرون أجرهم بغير حساب وقال تعالى ولمن صبر وغفر إن ذلك لمن عزم الأمور إلى آخر الآيات والآيات في الأمر بالصبر وبيان فضله كثيرة معروفة. This is the third chapter of the book رياض الصالحين. The first one was about the إخلاص النية, sincerity and purity of the intention. And the second chapter was about the Tawbah, under which Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah, the author of the book, he has quoted number of ayat from the Quran as well as the ahadith and some very inspirational stories from the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the stories of the companions ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in. And now we move on to the third chapter, which is the chapter of sabr. Sabr, which is usually translated as patience, but this is not an accurate translation or the meaning of the word sabr, because the word sabr in Arabic language actually means to deter, to prevent, and it is actually divided into three categories. So there are three types of sabr. The first one is as-sabru ala ta'atillah, that you keep yourself firm and steadfast on the obedience to Allah dhul jalal wa ikram. This is a sabr. This is the first category or first type of sabr, that you keep yourself firm and steadfast on the obedience of Allah dhul jalal wa ikram. And the second one is as-sabru an maharimillah. Sabr and having patience and to deter from the haram, from whatever Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have prohibited. And the third type of sabr is as-sabru ala aqdarillah, that you have patience on the decree of Allah, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written for you, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for you, you accept it. And you have patience on it, and you do not moan against it. So these are the three different types of sabr. The first one is as-sabru ala ta'atillah. All three types of sabr are required from a believer. All three types are required from a believer. A believer must be firm and steadfast on the obedience to Allah dhul jalal wa ikram, and he must continue throughout his life to stay the obedient servant to Allah dhul jalal ikram. He must be obedient to Allah dhul jalal ikram, and he must be obedient to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam throughout his life. So, and to be firm and steadfast, this is something that is not easy. Many people, they lose the track. Recently we have gone through the month of Ramadan. How many people were they during the month of Ramadan for daily prayers as well as for Taraweeh? But many of them, we do not see them until next Ramadan. So it means that they are not firm, they are not steadfast on the obedience to Allah dhul jalal ikram. Whereas the month of Ramadan itself is the month of sabr. The month itself teaches us the lesson of sabr. If you cannot learn your lesson from the month of Ramadan and you cannot stay firm and steadfast until the next Ramadan, then it means you have not truly benefited from the month of Ramadan. So, as-sabru ala ta'atillah, being firm and steadfast on the obedience of Allah dhul jalal ikram, this is required. And one of the explicit example of this, or you can say one of the most clear example of this, is the five daily prayers. Establishing five daily prayer is not easy. It is difficult. Practically, it is difficult, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself has said in the Quran, وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ. Verily, this salah, this prayer is heavy, except on those who have the khushu', those who have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within their hearts, الَّذِينَ يَظُنُّونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُلَاقُوا رَبِّهِمْ وَأَنَّهُمْ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Those who believe and they firmly believe that they are going to meet with their Lord one day and they are going to return to Him, Dhul Jalali wal Ikram. Unless you have this fear within your heart and you are conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time, every single day, and you keep reminding yourself that you will be held to an account before Allah Dhul Jalali wal Ikram, unless you do this on a regular basis and you are firm and steadfast, you cannot establish your 5 daily prayer. And this is the reason that we find many people that they repent, they come to the path of guidance and they start praying their 5 daily prayers for a few weeks or even months, and then they lose the track and then they abandon the prayer completely. Or some do pray, but they cannot pray all 5 daily prayers. Some people say, we can pray, I pray 4 times a day, but for Fajr, it is very difficult, I can't wake up. So, it is probably sufficient for me to pray only four prayers and to miss Fajr, which is wrong. Being firm and steadfast means that you continue obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every single moment, every single day, every single night, throughout your life. And this is something that is not easy. But if you try your best, as we'll study in a hadith that is quoted under this chapter, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, وَمَنْ يَتَصَبَّرْ يُصَبِّرْهُ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ يَتَصَبَّرْ يُصَبِّرْهُ اللَّهِ. Whoever tries to have patience and have sabr on the obedience of Allah Dhul Jalali wal Ikram, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does give him tawfiq. But you yourself, you need to make efforts. If you do not make efforts, and obviously making effort requires sacrifice, you must sacrifice your comfort, you must sacrifice your time, you must sacrifice other things, and you must prioritize the prayer and the obedience of Allah Dhul Jalali wal Ikram. If you try, if you initiate from your side, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you. وَمَنْ يَتَصَبَّرْ يُصَبِّرْهُ اللَّهِ. And whoever does not try, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give him tawfiq. That is why it is wrong to say, if you are advised to do a good deed and you say, please ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, please make dua for me, ask Allah that Allah gives me a tawfiq. This would be wrong. You need to make your efforts in first place. And then, yes, definitely, you do need the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah Dhul Jalali Quran makes things easy for you. But you need to make efforts in first place. Without making efforts, you say, please make dua for me that Allah give me tawfiq. If someone advises you, please come and learn how to read Quran, you say, please make dua for me that Allah gives me tawfiq. You need to make efforts. Sacrifice your time. Spare some time, couple of minutes every single day. Make some efforts. Spare some time. And then you make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But making no efforts and saying, please make dua for me, this is wrong. That is why as-sabru ala ta'atillah, this is the first category of sabr. Having patience on the obedience of Allah Dhul Jalali Ikram. You may feel that performing 5 daily prayers is something that is boring. 5 times every single day, every single rak'ah you read the same surah, Suratul Fatiha. Each time you bow down, you say Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Each time you prostrate and you go into sujood, you say Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Each time you sit in the salah, you say Tahiyyatu Lillah. You may find it boring, but this is actually the sabr. You continue doing it. Although there are other means to have the taste of the salah, and you must try your best to have khushu in your salah. Because the salah is something that should change our lives and should change our lifestyle, our daily routine, our attitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as well as our attitude towards the creation of Allah. As Allah has confirmed in the Quran, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنَهَا عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. But even if you do not find any clear benefit or impact or effect of the prayer in your daily prayers, in your life, sorry, then still you have to continue praying. You have to offer your salah. You cannot say, and I have prayed for a couple of weeks, but I did not find any benefit in it. And this, unfortunately, this is one of the tricks of shaitan that shaitan plays with some people. If you are trapped in a difficulty and hardship, and you are afflicted by a calamity, you come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you offer salah. And actually, such people, they pray in order to test Allah, na'udhu billahi min dhalik, to test if Allah helps them. And if they do not find help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for few days or weeks, they abandon the salah, saying that I have been praying. I have prayed for many months and even years, but I never found any benefit in salah. Na'udhu billahi min dhalik. If you are afflicted by a calamity, then you must pray. No matter what the situation is, and what are your circumstances, you must continue performing your five daily prayers. As-sabru ala ta'atillah. Having patience on the obedience of Allah dhul jalal ikram. Continue obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because your duty as a slave of Allah is to worship Him dhul jalal ikram. By worshipping Allah, you are not doing any favor to Allah. By worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are fulfilling your core duty of being the slave of Allah. And because this is what Allah has created you for. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. الصَّبْرُ عَلَىٰ طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ. Regardless of your situation, regardless of your circumstances, regardless of your problems, you have to continue praying. You have to stay obedient to Allah dhul jalalikum. As-sabr, as-sabr, sabr. Patience. And this is, in reality, this is the most difficult type of sabr. This is the most difficult type of sabr. To be firm and steadfast on the obedience of Allah. And the second type of sabr, which is also difficult, but is probably less than the first category. And the second one is as-sabru an ma'asillah, an maharimillah. Having patience and to deter and prevent yourself and to refrain and abstain from haram. Anything and everything that is prohibited by Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you stay away. This is sabr. This is also not easy. It's difficult. For some people, it is other way around. For some people, the first category is probably easier than the second. And there are examples amongst ourselves. Some of us, we find praying five daily prayers, offering five daily prayers, easy. But to stay away from lying, but to refrain from cheating, and to stay away from backbiting, and even earning haram, consuming haram, speaking haram, watching haram, listening haram. There are people who are regular in five daily prayers. But when it comes to the earning, they do not really bother. They do not take any care. They believe that their five daily prayers is sufficient. This is the whole religion. They have established their religion. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in a hadith that is reported by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, اِتَّقِ الْمَحَارِمَ تَكُنْ أَعْبَدَ النَّاسِ. Stay away from haram, and then in result of this, you will become the best worshipper of Allah dhul jalali ikram. So in that particular hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not say, if you offer these many nawafil every day, or if you read these many ajza of the Quran, or if these many surahs of the Quran, or if you observe these many fasts, or you perform these many umrah or hajj. No, he did not say. He simply said, ittaqil maharim, stay away from haram, تَكُنْ أَعْبَدَ النَّاسِ. Just by staying away from haram, you will become the best worshipper amongst the creation of Allah Dhul Jalal Ikram. So for some people, this second category of sabr is more difficult than the first one. And then the third one, the third category is as-sabru ala aqdarillah, having patience on the decree of Allah. We as a believer, when we say I'm a believer, we are believers, we are mu'min, we actually confirm and affirm that we believe in six articles of faith and belief. We believe in Allah, amantu billah wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi wal yawmil akhir wal qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi. When you say that you are a believer, it means that you have declared that you believed in Allah, you believed in the angels, you believed in the divine books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you believed in the prophets of Allah Dhul Jalal Ikram, and you believe in the last day, as well as you believe in the decree of Allah, predestination of Allah, the destiny, whatever Allah has written for you, although you do not have the knowledge of this. And that is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he explained the six articles of iman and belief, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, al-qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi. It is part of your iman that you believe in the decree of Allah, khayrihi wa sharrihi, in its good and evil. In its good and evil, meaning the decree of whatever Allah has decreed for you, it is going to happen. You cannot avoid it, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your creator. Allah is the most knowledgeable. Allah is the one who has the knowledge of everything. He is the one who has written the decree for you. It is going to happen whether you like it or you do not like it, whether it is beneficial for you or it is harmful for you. You have to accept it. وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِهِ. And that is why the scholars have said, when it comes to the difficulties and hardships, people are divided into four categories. People are divided into four categories. The first type of people are those who do not accept the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all. Rather, they moan, they complain, and they start even blaming Allah Dhul Jalal Ikram, na'udhu billahi min dhalik. And this is the most dangerous part. If you start thinking this way, this will eventually lead you to disbelief. And this is unfortunately something that many of our youth are struggling with nowadays. And this is one of the biggest traps of atheism. Then they whisper in your mind these type of doubts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for you. If Allah is Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Allah is the most merciful, then look what is going on around the world, and what is going on against the Muslims, the oppression that the Muslims are suffering from throughout the world. If Allah is the most merciful, if Islam is the only religion in the sight of Allah, then why Muslims are suffering? So these type of whispers, shaitan whisper in your mind, and you do not accept the decree of Allah. Rather, you start complaining and you blaming Allah Dhul Jalal Ikram. To the extent, na'udhu billah, some people say, it is not fair. How can you say that Allah is just? Where is the justice here? We have seen people dying in Eritrea and in Syria, in Yemen, in Iraq, in Palestine, Kashmir, this and that. This is what happening. People are dying. Human beings are dying out of hunger. Where is the mercy of Allah? These type of things people do say. Leave alone the non-Muslim. Although by these statements are uttered by those who claim to be Muslims. And this is actually, this is the beginning of this problem. When you start blaming Allah and you do not accept the decree of Allah Dhul Jalal Ikram, you must bear in mind that Allah is the one who has created you without anything. You did not do any favor to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the one who has created you. Allah is the one who has blessed you with so many blessings. Every single breath that you take in this life, it is with the permission and the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, He can take away your soul right now. But Allah Dhul Jalal Ikram Himself is Al-Haleem. He is the one who bears. He is the one who bears even the swearing and the bad statement and the bad utterance of His creation. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has created you. He is the one who knows you better than you know yourself. Unless you believe in this, you won't be able to believe in the decree of Allah. So this is the first category of people, those who are not happy with the decree of Allah Dhul Jalal Ikram. Whatever Allah has decreed for them, they do not accept. And if you ever come across these type of people, you will find that such people even turn all the positives to negative as well. It is not that they do not accept the decree of Allah when it is not in their favor or their benefit. Even if it is in their benefit, they do not accept it. They end up disbelieving in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember, these six articles of Iman are all together. You cannot miss any one of them. If you say, I believe in Allah, I believe in the angels, I believe in the divine books, I believe in the prophets, I believe in the last day, but I do not really believe in the decree, it means you are a disbeliever. You are out of fold of Islam. You cannot pick and choose. You have to believe in all of them. So you must accept the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the first category of people, those who are not happy with the decree of Allah Dhul Jalal Ikram. The second category of people are those who have patience. Those who have patience on the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What do we mean by patience on the decree of Allah? Meaning that they do not complain. They do not say anything bad about the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it does not mean that they have accepted wholeheartedly the decree of Allah. And this is something that is bare minimum requirement from a Muslim. As-sabru ala aqdarillah. You must be patient. Accept, whether you accept wholeheartedly or at least you do not blame Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the decree of Allah, or you do not complain against it. For example, if you fall ill, you never say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is not just to me. Rather, you stay quiet. So this is bare minimum requirement from a Muslim. As-sabru ala ta'atillah. As-sabru ala aqdarillah. And then the third category is higher. And if you have that one, if you have that third one, then it is even better. And if you achieve that level, you will be closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is ar-rida, acceptance. Whatever Allah has decreed for you, you wholeheartedly accept. And this is the level about which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, irda bima qasam Allahu lak takun aghna an-nas. Irda bima qasam Allahu lak takun aghna an-nas. Be content and happy and satisfied with that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written for you. If you have that level of acceptance, then takun aghna an-nas. This is the statement of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, takun aghna an-nas, you will become the richest amongst the people. And wallahi, this is the reality. This is the reality. And people who do achieve this level, they feel themselves the most rich. the most wealthy amongst the whole society. I just remembered a story of Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen, rahimahullah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on him. Once the king of Saudi Arabia, the one who is the king now, Malik Salman. Obviously, it is, this story took place many, many years ago, where it was during the time of probably King Fahd. Salman, he went to visit Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen, rahimahullah. And he visited him in his house. And house was just basic one. It wasn't a villa or luxury house. It was basic. So he spent some time with him. And then he said, "Oh Sheikh, we would like to offer you a small plot of land where you can build your house." Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen, rahimahullah, he said, "No, alhamdulillah, I'm happy. I'm happy within this house. I do not want anything." He said, "No, Sheikh. People come to you. Students of knowledge are always around you. And they come. And if you have big house, big luxury house, you can accommodate more students of knowledge. You can benefit more people." So this way, he tried to convince him. Sheikh, rahimahullah, he continued saying, no, alhamdulillah, I'm happy with it." And when Malik Salman, when he insisted, eventually, Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen, rahimahullah, he said, "Listen, I already have a house that I'm working on its construction." And at that point, he kept quiet and said, "Okay, if this is the case, then okay, I do not insist anymore." Then he left. Within that gathering were some of the closest students of Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen, rahimahullah, and even some of his children. They said, "Oh dear father and Sheikh, we never knew that you are constructing a new house." He said, "Yes, I am. He said, where is the house?" He said, "It's not far from here." And he pointed towards what? Cemetery. Towards cemetery that was close to his house. He said, "I have a house there and I'm working towards it. And I'm working on the construction of the house, because that is going to be the final house. And this is the house for which I'm working and I'm trying to construct." So he was so happy and content. And this is actually what happens. If you want to understand the hadith, read these type of, listen to these type of stories. People are happy. Although they have little wealth of this dunya, they are happy. But unfortunately, on the other hand, you find people having luxury houses, villas, wealth, bank balance, business. They are millionaires or even billionaires, but they do not find any happiness in their life, wallahi al-azim. I have mentioned many times in my durus here, I know one individual from this city who is a millionaire. And wallahi, whenever I meet him, he says, "I do not have any peace in my life." He's a millionaire. He has thousands of employers. Thousands of people who are employed by him. But he is not happy. The wealth of this dunya is not something that can bring you happiness. It is only your iman and belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sabr. As-sabru ala aqdarillah. Have patience on the decree of Allah. Whatever Allah has decreed for you. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants you 100 pounds, you say alhamdulillah 100 times. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you 1 pound, you still say alhamdulillah 100 times. That is why one of the outstanding characteristics of the muttaqeen, those who have the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah mentioned in the Quran in Surah Ali Imran, "Alladhina yunfiquna fi sarra' wad-dharra'." In this particular passage of Surah Ali Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the mention of certain characteristics of the believers. And this is the very first characteristic that Allah has mentioned in this passage. "Alladhina yunfiquna fi sarra'i wad-dharra'." those who are spent in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in times of prosperity as well as in times of hardships and difficulties. Who amongst us has achieved this level? That if you are in the state of prosperity, you give 100 in the way of Allah, and even when you are financially struggling, you still give 100 in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the level of iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. That is why within this passage Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Wallahu yuhibbul muhsineen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, he loves such people. Those who achieve this level, Allah loves them. So this is the third category of people when it comes to the difficulties and hardships and calamities. The first one is the category of those who are not happy with the decree of Allah. The second one is the category of those who have patience, meaning they do not complain and they do not wholeheartedly accept. And this is the minimum requirement. But the upper, the higher level than this is a rida, the contentment and satisfaction and happiness. And the fourth level, which is even higher, subhanallah, and that level is very difficult to achieve. And that is the level that even when you are afflicted by so many calamities, you still thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this was the level that our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam achieved. And his companions also achieved. And many pious people, they do achieve. But you have to work hard towards this level. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you ever look at the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I can challenge that none of us wallahi ever faced the difficulties that our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faced in his life. If you quickly go through the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was born as an orphan. At the age of 6, he lost his mother. At the age of 8, he lost his grandfather, who was his guardian. And then he has no brother, no sister, no mother, no father. On his own, his uncle Abu Talib looked after him for next around 30 years. He was given prophethood by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now new life starts and new challenges. Those people, the people of Makkah, those who loved him because of his truthfulness, because of his good character, good akhlaq, the very people, they turned enemy to him. To the extent that they expelled him and they forced him to leave his homeland. The homeland that is the most blessed piece of land on this earth, Makkah al-Mukarrama. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, left his homeland. Left everything behind. Went to Medina al-Munawwara. Sat in Medina al-Munawwara. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even before that, he lost his wife Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived in Medina al-Munawwara. More challenges. In Makkah al-Mukarrama, there were only one type of enemies, the people of Makkah. When he arrived in Medina, the munafiqun, the hypocrites of Medina, they were his enemies. The Jews of Medina, they were his enemies. The people of Makkah, they were his enemies. The people all around Arabia, they were his enemies. They were always continuously planning to attack Medina and to take away his soul and to kill him and to murder him. And he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he lost his first daughter, the second daughter, his son, and he had no son to survive after him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he continued through all these difficulties, hardship after hardship, calamity after calamity, difficulty upon difficulty. Yet he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, spends whole night standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the extent that our mother Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha observes the swelling on his blessed feet, and she asks him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Messenger of Allah, Allah has forgiven all of your previous sins. So why do you need to exert yourself into this qiyam and to that level? What was the answer? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Shall I not be a thankful slave of Allah dhul jalal ikram? Subhanallah. This is the highest level of sabr. Highest level of sabr. And this is the level about which Imam Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah has said, when you achieve this level, no matter how big and great the calamity is, you actually enjoy the calamity. You enjoy the calamity because you take that calamity wholeheartedly, and you take that calamity as an opportunity to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You make more dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By making more dua, you get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these type of calamities actually require you to ponder and reflect on your own deeds. And these type of calamities are mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to purify. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to purify you in this dunya before the hereafter. And through these calamities, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to wipe out all of your sins before the day of judgment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability to have all these types of sabr. Sabr on the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sabr from staying away and abstaining from committing sins. And as well as sabr on the calamities and hardships and difficulties. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who accept the qadr and the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wholeheartedly. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability to be thankful to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time, in times of prosperity, in times of ease, as well as in times of difficulties and hardship. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability. Innahu sami'un qareebun mujib. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.